It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hello, Marlins fans. And welcome to this edition of Big Fish
Small Pod
for Sunday, November 26, 2023. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we'd like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day all season long in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, welcome to the last episode of my free agency target series on who the Miami Marlins could potentially look at this off season. We've done every position: catchers, outfielders, infielders, starting pitchers, and we're going to end it off with relievers. And Marlins fans, the first player we are going to mention for relievers is someone that on Fish on First, someone's favorite, it seems like favorite target, shout out Kevin, this is Kevin's guy, Jacob Junis, coming off the San Francisco Giants. You look at Junis' stats the last couple of years, he's been more of a spot starter most of his career, starting 30 games from 2018, 2019, 2022, 17 games, and 2023 found himself more of a reliever role, starting about four games, but overall 86 innings from him. His FIP was very well, lower than his ERA, a 3.74 FIP to a 3.87 ERA. And with Jacob Junis, another righty for the Marlins, I think this is someone that could potentially go very well in the reliever roles for the Marlins. And this is a player that I think won't cost that much. This is someone that might have to be around, I would say, another year. And maybe around $5 million is something that you could do maybe for 1 year. His walk percentage was pretty good at a 5.7. He struck out 26.2% of opponents. His sinkers might be his best pitch at going around 93 miles an hour, 94 miles an hour. And the next player to mention is a hometown guy, and that is Mr. Nick Martinez, coming off the San Diego Padres. And ever since coming to the San Diego Padres from pitching overseas, he has been really good. Back-to-back, over 100 innings pitched, 3.47 ERA in 2022, 3.43 in 2023. His FIP was a little high at 3.92, but still overall really good numbers from Nick Martinez.
Team-leading 63rd appearance for Nick. And a swing and a miss. Needed that. Strikes out Moncada. First K of the night for Nick Martinez. like that.
Second strikeout for Nick Martinez.
Oh, yeah. Change.
I think this would be a really great signing from the Miami area. Went to Belen to just from the area. So I don't know if that might be able to entice him just a little more to sign. But again, kind of like the same years as the starting pitchers before, because this is a guy that can also help out and give you maybe a potential spot starts. Around 2 years, I would say $20 million will be pretty nice for Nick Martinez. And for him, he struck out around 25%, 24% of batters. His walk rate was pretty good at 8.7. And really, he keeps the ball in the ground. Over 50% his ground ball rate for Nick Martinez. And really, as a starter, he's also been really good as well. You compare his stats as a starter to a reliever. He posted a 2.32 ERA in about 42 innings as a starter. And he's really shown the ability to, you know, to go against left-handed hitters. And multiple times can go over and can go around a starting lineup. So he could get really... this is someone that could go back to when I was mentioning with starters. Someone that could potentially be... use as a starter for the Marlins. Again, maybe you won't have him 10-15 starts, but a guy that give you anywhere from five to ten starts could be very serviceable for the Marlins. Again, kind of like a Seth Lugo type, but I believe he'll probably secure maybe a 2-year deal, and this is someone that, again, the Marlins should look at. The next player we're going to look at is from the Texas Rangers. Just got a ring, Mr. Chris Stratton. Chris Stratton was traded from the St. Louis Cardinals to the Texas Rangers last season. And overall, you look at his numbers, a 3.92 ERA, a FIP a little bit lower at a 3.53. This is a guy who's been very solid throughout his entirety of his career. And if you just want to go ahead and just look at everything that he's done with Chris Stratton, overall, really great stuff with the Rangers. He felt he could seem more comfortable with that team. Again, strikeouts pretty good there. And I think of Chris Stratton, this is another player that the Marlins could potentially look at. And again, he's 32. He'll be 33 when the season starts. This is another guy you could probably potentially give a 2-year, maybe around $15, $10 million range around for Chris Stratton. But again, that's if you have different teams vying for him. If not, the Marlins could probably get away with a 1-year, $5 to $7 million deal for Chris Stratton. I think this is someone, again, that could potentially help the Marlins lineup. He's been very solid in his career, very solid last season with the Cardinals and then with the Rangers. Like, this is someone that I believe can really help the Marlins bullpen. This is a guy, the next player. This would be a good one. You could say he's a starter, or you could say he's a reliever. He's been a reliever the majority of his career, especially the last couple seasons in Japan. And that is Yadier Rodriguez, from Cuba, 26 years old. This is a guy that I think can come in and just dominate the major leagues. He really showed his stuff in Japan. And then you also look at his stuff in the WBC. I think Yadier could be very good for the Marlins. And this is a guy you can give around 4 years, $30 million to with Yadier. In 2022, he secured, you know, a really great spot with the Chunichi Dragons in Japan. And there is really he showed why he was one of the best relievers in that league and could show that major league teams want him. 54 2/3 innings in around over 55 appearances. He pitched to a 1.15 ERA, and he struck out about 27.5% of opponents. And a walk rate can be worked on. His walk rate's around 8.2% for Yadier Rodriguez. His walks is the main thing that he would have to limit to find a sustained success on the major league rosters. You look at his stuff in the WBC, he started twice, so he was more used as a starter there. He allowed about 2 runs and over 7 innings, but he had 10 strikeouts with 6 walks. So again, his walk rate would have to be a little bit of a concern there. But with Yadier Rodriguez, I think this is someone that the Marlins should target. Again, you can always entice him, Miami, the Cuban Heritage, the culture. And he would probably want to be stuck as a starting pitcher. But again, this is the guy you can come out of the bullpen if anything does happen. If you don't feel comfortable with him starting or he struggles a bit as a starter, you're getting a high leverage reliever. You're getting a guy that you can go out there and he can give you those innings. He could strike out guys. Again, the walk rate might have to be a little bit worked on. But with Yadier Rodriguez, he could command around $50 million. But if you can get him between 30 and 40, I think the Marlins should pounce on it. This is a guy that I think could be one of the best relievers in baseball if he chooses to be a reliever or the starter. He could be a very quality starter. And again, for the Marlins, dealing with a myriad of injuries, you could use Yadier Rodriguez as a starter this season. But if anything goes wrong with him in terms of his output, you could put him as a reliever, and then he will instantly be one of the best on the roster.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So that's going to do it for this edition of Big Fish Small Pod. I want to thank every listener for listening to me yap on about free agency targets. Who the Marlins probably not going to look at any of these guys. They'll go ahead and get someone else I have not talked about on any of my episodes. But again, I want to thank you guys so much for listening. And as always, go fish.